Up next on American Restoration.
What kind of yard sale do you go that you find a flippin' bull?
I don't know if any number of safety precautions is gonna help Ron.
2-1.
Oh, man!
This thing's awesome.
I came down to get my Pepsi cooler restored.
It's a 1940s Gullwing. Because of the Gullwing doors, that's one rare Pepsi cooler.
It's a 65 Ford.
I've been wanting to restore a truck for myself for a while now.
How do you think I'm gonna get my dad to be able to buy this for me?
Hey, Dad.
I know I'm gonna get this.
Remember back in the day when things were made by hand and people took pride in their work? My name's Rick Dale, and I bring these things back to life. Every restoration has its own set of challenges. There's no owner's manual for what we do, but there's no job we can't handle. Ron just got a call from his buddy Bill about an item he has that he might want to get restored as a surprise for his dad. I can't wait to see what he's got. What's up, Bill? How you been?
Rick, good to see you.
You too.
Ron, I invited Ron and Rick out here to take a look at a mechanical bull, see if it's worth restoring. That is a mechanical bull and we picked up at a yard sale.
What kind of yard sale do you go that you find a flipping bull?
Ron, what the hell are you doing?
All right!
Yeah! Most people know about mechanical bulls from Western-themed bars, but they were originally designed for rodeo training so that cowboys could learn to ride without getting trampled. So this is the buck position. This is gonna come up in the air. We plug that thing in, you'd be on the float. Yeah.
How much do you think it'd cost to restore it?
You would have a new skin on there, and it'd look more like a bull. All the motors will be redone, all new the belts to be done. Everything is gonna be right around 25 grand.
And I get to see him on it?
You get to see him probably falling off of it.
All right. Ride the hell out of this thing.
I know my father's been wanting to get it restored. With him being in Idaho, it'll be a great time to get the mechanical bull done. And when he gets back, it'll be a nice surprise for him. I'll do it if you make this thing look badass. I'll know.
All right, you got it. Badass it is.
I can't wait to see the bull restored, working, and bucking around off.
Ready? 1, 2, 3.
Perfect. God, that's awesome.
I've been wanting to restore a truck for myself for a while now.
Brittany,
I think I finally found the one. How's it going?
Well, it's going good. I got breakfast.
Is it warm?
You look pretty jolly.
I know. I am jolly. Look at this. It's a 65 Ford. It's like the same year as yours.
After helping Brittany rescue his Chevy from the scrap heap, I figured it'd be cool to restore my own truck.
How do you think I'm going to get my dad to be able to buy this for me? I don't think he's just going to buy me a truck.
Dude, you're graduating high school. Tell him. Get you a graduation present. Say, I don't want a laptop, Dad. I'm not gonna be doing homework. I'm gonna be driving my truck. All right?
That's a good idea.
All right. Shotgun.
As soon as my dad gets back from wherever he is, I'm gonna ask him if we can take a look at this beauty.
Man, that's awesome. That's one rare Pepsi cooler.
Hey, Rick.
How you doing, Wayne? How you been?
Good.
Good to see you, man. This thing's awesome.
I came down to Rick's Restorations today to get my Pepsi Gullwing cooler restored.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm an owner of a fly fishing shop. Our store has a vintage theme. Rick's restored 2 Coke machines for us before, and that Pepsi cooler is going to fit just perfectly where we want to put it.
It's a 1940s Gullwing because of the Gullwing doors on a Mercedes.
Oh, okay.
So with it open and double doors, that's how it got its name. And this is stamped lettering. This isn't just a decal on here. Nowadays, you go to a place and you just see a square thing, but this stuff here, it's all steel. Mm-hmm. It just says a lot. I love working on anything Pepsi or Coke related. I mean, heck, it's my specialty. And this cooler is really neat and really rare. The upper body work is not too bad. It's basically the bottom. And I can see a rust line of 5 inches running all the way down the side. This has a piston-type compressor in it. It cools efficiently, but at the same time, if you put it in a house,
that's got a wood or a tile floor, it's gonna sound like you got a V8 sitting in your room.
Well, I wanna keep it quiet and I want it to run efficient, so we're gonna go ahead and replace that one.
Okay, so we'll put an updated version of the compressor inside there. It'll run very efficiently. So, what do you want this thing to look like?
You know, I wanna make it really pop. I like some color with it.
Yeah.
I'm not real sure if I'm real keen on the white.
Yeah.
So maybe the Pepsi blue would look great.
Pepsi blue is, to me, is beautiful. Mm-hmm. And it does pop. The lettering on there ends up going to white instead of the red. So we'll tear it apart and pull the liner out. Once we get that out, the rest of the unit is gonna end up going to sandblast. Ted will start in the artwork after I'm done painting it blue. Then the biggest thing is I'll have to build you a compressor. So with all that said and done, restoration on this is gonna be
$4,500.
Ooh. Well, I tell you, I think the machine's very, very unique, and I like to get it done.
Awesome.
Thank
awesome.
You, Rick.
Let's go in the office, and we'll take some of them little green things you got in your wallet. Wayne's a regular customer, and I know he collects, so I really count on his business. We're going to have to make doubly sure we make this rare cooler really shine.
Let's get the lids off.
While I have Tyler and Brettley tearing down the Pepsi Gullwing cooler, Kyle and Ron are gonna figure out if we need a total overhaul on the motors for the mechanical bull.
This thing's gonna be awesome, dude.
Looks like one of the motors makes the bull buck, and the other makes it turn. And the second motor needs a new belt.
I wanna try this motor first, because it's not hooked up to anything.
Hit it.
Holy supposed to spin that fast? Dude, that's gonna be kicking ass.
Let's see, where's my other one?
We gotta hit. We gotta hit this.
Yeah.
Holy sh!
Both motors are working. Now we need to put a belt on the motor that makes it spin, and we'll see how it goes.
Let's see what it does.
That's awesome, dude. Give me some. Dude, I never thought I'd be taking a picture of a fake bull's ass.
This bull is on there pretty well.
Brettley and I are taking the mechanical bull body off the bucking mech. It's fastened with a lot of bolts because they didn't want it to get loose when a cowboy was riding it. But that makes it a real bear to remove.
It's gonna be heavy.
Now that I've got the mechanical bull torn down, I've convinced my dad to look at the 65 Ford truck I really want to buy. I've just seen pictures so far, but I'm totally sold.
See, I told you it was badass.
I don't usually like leaving the shop when there's so much going on, but Tyler seems really interested in seeing this truck.
Hey, oh. I'm Rick.
Rick, Eric.
Good to meet you. My son called about your truck.
Oh, okay.
He says you got it for sale, so okay. Right, I came on. Here, he told me to come check it out.
I'm selling this 1965 Ford F-100. It's a short bed, which is pretty rare. They're referred to as slick 60s. I'm selling it just because I had a couple other projects, and if I sell this, it'll help me expedite the other projects. I started in on it, I wanted to get it sitting on the ground, so I bagged it, I four-linked it.
So four-link, what's four-link?
Four-link is the rear end. I can jump up here and take a look. They're link arms.
Oh,
basically,
it's
an 18-inch Z frame.
And you do that to get it on the ground?
Get it to lay all the way down. I've set this truck up to cruise across the pavement at about a half-inch clearance.
And that's what you're wanting to do?
Yeah, that's so sick.
It's like all foreign to me. I never have slammed something on the
it's
ground.
It's all about how low you can get them.
My dad doesn't seem that enthused so far. It may not be his kind of truck, and it is gonna need a lot of work, but I'm ready to drive this thing away right now.
Tyler, I see a ton of work, and you want $2,500 for this?
With the amount of fab work that I've done to it, the four link and the suspension and the bags, and you know, to me, it's not that far
off. It's all there.
I don't know, Tyler. I mean, it's a lot of money. There's so much work in this.
How'd that start out? I'm pretty sure it was this color, and it looked about the same. And how long did it sit in the yard? For how long with a not-running engine?
You into having 13 years?
But okay. Now it's done?
And I know how impatient you are.
Well,
let me sleep on and talk to him a little bit tonight, and I'll give you a call.
All right.
Right.
Thank you very much for showing
no
up.
No problem.
Here.
Nice to meet you.
Great meeting you.
All right. Awesome. Take care, guys.
Thank you, sir.
All right. Hope to hear from you.
Yes.
I think my dad should like the fact that I want to take on a project like his truck, and it's not going to take me 13 years to finish. 2 or 3 at the most, maybe 4, but definitely not 13.
Wow, this thing's pretty awesome.
I just got back from checking out Tyler's dream truck. Now it's time to tear down the mech of the mechanical bull.
There we go.
It allows the operator to change the speed and direction of the bull's movement.
It's like speed controls. It's supposed to throw your timing off because a bull doesn't buck the same way all the time. So what it's doing is it's showing 3 different speeds. The bottom one is slow, and the next one's a little faster, and the next one's fastest. And if you turn all 3 of them on, you're full blast.
Well, we need to get that thing taped off real good. Because, you know, when Brantley tears into it, we don't want to mess that up.
We'll duct tape it really, really well. You know, it's got that plastic on it, so when he's blasting, it'll bounce off. Some of the moving parts are very delicate, so we have to protect them. The effort that we put into figuring out this mech is going to pay off big when we end up putting it back together. In the meantime, I got to find somebody to reupholster the body with some real cowhide. When all's said and done, this thing is going to be badass, just like the customer asked for.
Yo, cowboy!
With a bodywork and primer finished on this 1940s Pepsi cooler, it's ready for me to paint. The piece was originally white with red lettering, but the customer wants to paint it Pepsi blue to make it stand out in the store. This thing is really gonna pop.
How's it coming, T?
Good.
Okay. You know, the reason why I had you do it really, really rough is because I want to use a new product.
The base of the mechanical bull needs heavy-duty protection. So I'm gonna have Tyler spray it with a product that's usually used to line truck beds.
If somebody falls off this, it's not gonna chip and nick the paint, you know? As soon as a spur or something goes down, the next thing you know, somebody's gonna ding it. You're gonna lightly coat everything. You stand back a little ways. You're gonna have to give it a coat, and then you come back and give it another coat.
I got it.
My dad thinks he has to teach me everything, but I've got this covered. I've never used this stuff, and it does look pretty thick and gnarly, but paint's paint.
Let's see how you do. Make sure you get good coverage.
Thanks, Dad.
I need to make more.
Isn't this the Goldwing?
Goldwing.
The Goldwing?
Because of the doors? All the pieces of the Pepsi Goldwing have been restored, rebuilt, and fabricated. Now all we gotta do is put it back together.
Right there. I got this.
Hey.
Rick.
Good to see you.
Good to see you. What's going on?
Came to Rick's Restorations today to pick up my 1930s Goldwing Pepsi machine. It was just a mess. So I can't wait to see it.
All right, you ready to see this thing?
I am.
You remember how it looked?
I do.
Okay, here we go. 1, 2, 3.
Whoa! Is that the same machine?
Yeah.
Holy smokes! That is just gorgeous.
Come over and check it out.
Whoa. The look of this machine when I first had it revealed to me just popped. I could not believe the hand details on the decals, the pop opener, the catcher. It looks amazing. Rick, you gotta tell me, how did you transform this? What all did you have to do to get this looking like this?
Well, the body was rusted out. It had some spots. When I took the bottom off, it was really rusted, so we had to do quite a bit of body work. And then on the cap catcher, you know, you can see it's sort of designed to the contour of the cooler. So it's got a crease right through here. It's very important this crease is here. And it's designed in a way to where it slides in and out.
Yeah, it didn't have anything there before.
Yeah. So this thing slides in and out. That's where you put your cap. And these bottles on here are all hand-painted.
Wow.
Total. And then on the inside,
these come up like this.
Okay, just like a Goldwing car in the era.
Right.
And then, so this all here gets cold now. Everything in here. We went and put new seals on here, polished all these hinges all up. These are the original hinges on here. They were all bent up. We straightened those out. And then we made you some shelves And these are basically to store bottles on too.
Nice. Rick just overdid himself on this thing. It just blew me away to see it. The detail work that he did in the hinges, the hand-painted decals. Rick did an amazing job. It definitely just jumps out at you. So the big question is, how did we do on the budget? I'm a little concerned about that.
Well, you know, as far as the budget's concerned, we made it.
Oh, that's beautiful. That even makes it even better. That's why I thought we were going to go way over on this thing. That's just amazing. I cannot wait to get this home and show all my friends, show my customers. It's going to look amazing in the shop. I really appreciate it, Rick.
Well,
thank you very much.
It sounds like you're happy, and you being happy is... that's making me happy. Thank you very much.
You bet.
Let's go ahead and go in the office, take care of the paperwork.
Okay.
And then I'll have somebody help us load that.
Perfect. Okay?
Sorry, Heineke. I'm stealing your hay. It's either that or we break Ron's neck.
God, that's heavy.
My dad has asked me to make a test dummy for this mechanical bull, just in case Ron gets too scared and he doesn't want to ride it, so we can still show the customer that it really works.
We're flapping in the wind.
We're flapping. The mechanical bull's ready to buck, so we're taking it back to the ranch to surprise Bill's dad with it. And I'll be surprised if Ron actually goes through with riding it.
You getting excited?
You excited?
Keep them closed. Keep them closed. Not yet.
Yeah.
Not yet.
Rick and Ron came down today to return the mechanical bull they've been restoring for me. This is going to be a real surprise for my father. I'm really excited to see it myself, too.
Ready?
Uh-huh.
1, 2, 3.
Oh, man. Oh, my goodness. What is that?
That's a new bull, man.
Yeah.
What do you think?
It looks good.
Awesome,
good.
Huh?
Yeah, awesome.
It was really impressive. I couldn't believe how good a job they did, down to the last detail. This hide looks great
right from
what it was earlier.
This really gives it the look. Also, when you're riding it, this is really as slippery as a bull, too, you know, right? Because it's real. And then in back, we went through everything on the bottom. See, the motor's all been rebuilt.
The belts,
right, everything's all new. This is basically sort of a fiberglass material. We stripped it all, and then we painted it with this real heavy industrial bed lining. So what do you think, Bill? How you like it?
Rick, this thing looks brand new. It looks good. Great. You did a great job.
Thank you.
The only thing we got left to do is plug it in.
That's right.
Pop, you want to ride it?
No.
Come on. Let Ron
ride it.
Let Ron ride it?
Yeah.
Oh, I get to control it, though. Ron and I go way back, and he's got me in trouble more times than I'd like to talk about. So to get him on top of that bull, I'm looking forward to that. You ready?
God! Son of a biscuit! Gotta have a cowboy hat on if I'm gonna ride this thing. Hold on, let me get this thing tightened up.
You're gonna need more than tighten up.
Here we go. This is payback.
All right.
3, 2,
No, dude, no.
Why?
No, I can't do that. I can't do that. I'm sorry.
I owe you one or two.
Yeah, that's probably why I don't want to do it.
I can't believe he jumped off that bull before I got the chance to turn it on. Chicken. That's all I can say is chicken.
What? You gotta be kidding me.
Tyler loves you so much, he knew that you were gonna chicken out too. So what he did is he made a stunt dummy double, Ron Dale. So let's see how Ron the stunt dummy does.
All right, here we go. 3, 2, 1. Are you ready now?
After seeing that? Hell no. That's why I got off that thing.
Thanks, man.
You bet. Thank you. Thank you very much.
All right.
It was great. It was a lot of fun.
Let me get you some money inside. And
all right. All right.
Get you guys out of here.
Okay, guys.
Hey, Dad, what do you think of the bowl? You think it came out good?
I think it came out beautiful.
Were you surprised?
Yeah, surprised.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Tyler!
What?
Get over here!
Why?
It's important, Tyler. Get over here!
Important. Oh, my God, you're such a...
What do you think?
I love you. My dad just came back from wherever he was and surprised me with this truck I've been wanting for, like, 3 or 4 weeks. I'm so excited, I can't even express it.
But I hate you.
Oh, my God. Happy graduation.
My first thought was shock, like shock and awe, because I didn't expect it at all, and it was such a complete surprise that I was so happy.
Oh, I'm so excited.
When I first saw Tyler's face and the joy and the happiness on him, that meant a lot. That was all worth it. It's Tyler's to restore, and I'm sure he's going to be hitting me up for some help, but it's his. I wanted him to make it his own. My dad told me you need to fix it in order to appreciate it. I'm teaching him the same thing, and it's actually working.
Where's my freaking hug? Love it?
I love it.
Listen,
yes, thank you.
Little brat.